Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we close out New Music Week with four different listener calls.
Do you think we'll ever put a limit on how many listeners can call in with picks?
I wouldn't dream of it.
Okay, Patrick, today we're going to finish up the February new music.
Right.
We're going to do four calls, just one or two songs per call. So okay. It's going to be kind of a lightning round situation. But before we get to all that, I have a pizza question for you.
Okay.
Okay?
About right. Pizza. Yeah.
Yeah, pizza, because I just ordered a pizza.
Okay.
And this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And what's more suburban than ordering pizza, right? So
right.
Shout out to Broadlands Brick Oven Pizza. They make some really good pie there.
Tasty
and
pie.
That's on my way. But here's my question for you. This came up from a friend of mine who asked this question on Twitter recently, which is, if you get a pizza with half... You know, half and half, where they give you a different topping on each
right.
half, right?
Yep.
And say you have one topping. Let's just make up two things. Like, say you have pepperoni on one half,
okay.
and you have mushrooms on the other half,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Is that a one-topping pizza or a two-topping pizza?
Two.
That's a two-topping pizza, even yep. though, right?
Absolutely.
Even yep. though they're only using half as much yeah. of each topping.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
No?
It's two. Yeah. Definitely two.
Oh, see, I went the other way. In terms of what you should pay, I say you should pay for a one topping.
Oh, paying wise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You should pay for one. Yeah,
right. It's totally. One topping,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It matters
half
the
and
size
half.
Of the pie. Yeah.
That's
not
right.
Because
one half,
yeah.
One
yeah,
half
yeah.
plus one half
totally.
Equals one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But it has two toppings on it, literally. Yeah.
Well, yeah,
yeah
it does.
But you should pay for one.
You yeah. should pay as if it's a one topping pizza. That's
right.
What I was trying to get at.
You okay. only pay if you're doing the whole pizza. You know, that's it.
Right. If it was
that's
both
right.
toppings across
that's
the
right.
entire pie.
Yep. Yep.
Now, he argued that you should pay for a two-topping pizza
no way,
because you
man.
Have two toppings.
No, you split that one-topping
no.
pizza in half. Yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Very good. We're on the same page.
Glad we settled that.
All right. Let that be known for the record. This is a binding
right.
ruling here.
If anyone wants to send us a Paisanos gift card, let us know.
We will definitely accept pizza gift cards.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to send any of those our way,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Keep the show going, literally, like
that's
fuel
right.
for the show. Okay. Now, I mentioned the February new music calls. Let's just get right into the first one here. A fan favorite caller, as we have established earlier in the week.
Hey, hello. Good day, Jim, Patrick, interns, and community. This is Jess from San Antonio. I was calling with some new music for February. But before I jump right into that, I wanted to quickly address Jim on my method of finding music. As far as method of finding music, I do find a lot of music via satellite radio, via friend recommendation. I also follow a lot of other Spotify playlists or even Apple Music playlists. But also, I follow a couple of online publications that suggest albums that are new every Friday. So I listen to each one that the two publications suggest. Oftentimes, they're debut albums. I don't get a lot from them, you know, so I have to do a little bit of research after the fact. So I also wanted to say that I recently found a pattern in my calls. Most of the time, I'm in the car. And secondly, I know very little about the band. And lately, I'm even spelling the name of the band. Today, aside from not being in a car, today is no different. So I found new music, and the name of the band is Narcissist, and they have a self-titled album. Their band name is Narcissist, NRCSSST. In all fairness, I don't know much about them, as this is their first album. They don't have much of an online presence aside from Bandcamp, but the only information I'm able to gain from that is that it's two members from other bands, and they're from Atlanta, Georgia. What I do like about the album is they don't leave all the songs to just one singer. That job is held by both a male and female singer. First track is a female singer, second a male singer, et cetera, et cetera. Also, the use of synths in their songs. The album opener, All I Ever Wanted, has this sped up tempo, a catchy bass riff and guitar riff that I absolutely love. We get a hard rocking thumping on the next song, Don't Know Me. To me, it sounds like a beginning of a Nine Inch Nails song with the drums and the bass. The next two songs are Sinking and Room, and they have the sing-along quality chorus, which always gets me again and again. Then there's a haunting style voice from the female singer, which gets me as well. So that's what I got. Any one of those songs are great songs. Just give them a listen, see how they are. Last but not least, we don't have any bears that run loose down in San Antonio, Texas. You may find the urban legend of the Chupacabra, so be aware of that. But we'll talk to you all again soon. Thanks.
All right, Jesse from San Antonio.
Yeah, watch out for the Chupacabra.
I know, that sounds terrifying.
Yep, I know. That would be terrible.
Yes. So Narcissist is his band of the month.
Yeah.
And he mentioned, and thanks for the discovery methods. You kind of ran through those.
I think that was great. Yeah, love that.
His were satellite radio, streaming playlists, and then a couple of websites is what he mentioned.
Great. Are the ways he finds and music. Love to hear more of those from Niklas and Greg and, you know, Walt Falconer and all those people. But if you don't want to reveal your secrets, totally understand.
It's okay too. Yep. Okay, so he said any of the first four songs on this Narcissist album would be good to play. So we have All I Ever Wanted, Don't Know Me, Love Suicide, or Sinking.
Gotta go with Love Suicide.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. How can you how can you not play that song? Right. All right. Right, that's a good driving tune.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like the piano. There was a lot to like about that.
Yeah. Very cool. Good sort of like, you know, guitar riff that just kind of propels it through really good stuff.
Totally.
A little bit of funk to it. Nice. Yeah. Nicely done. Okay.
And Love Suicide. So.
I know. Exactly. Okay. Let's see here. Next caller. Here we go.
Kira. Jim. Patrick, the interns, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam McIndoe with my February new music picks. It's just going to be a quick one this month. New Zealand's The Chills are releasing their seventh studio album, Scatterbrain, on May 14th. Although the first single from the forthcoming album, You're Immortal, was disappointing, the second single, Monolith, is really great. It harkens back to their early days with a bit of Echo and the Bunnymen in the mix. I like the driving beat and the way the guitars jump in and out of the song. I don't normally pick covers, but there was a tribute remake released of Split End's landmark album True Colors in February called True Colors, New Colors. It features New Zealand and Australian artists taking on one track from the album. Pretty much all of the versions featured are underwhelming, but Lady Hawk's version of I Wouldn't Dream of It is great and better than the original in my opinion. Anyway, that's all from me this month. I hope everyone is doing well and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
All right, thank you, Liam, for the call.
Totally, man. And, you know, of course, The Chills, you know, we interviewed Martin Phillips. There's a guy called Nick Scalera who doesn't know anything about New Zealand. So, yeah.
He was involved in that. That's right. You had to carry him along. Yeah.
That's right. Because he passed out because he was so happy. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Well, this Chills single is called Monolith. All right, the Chills.
Yeah, really nice song, Jim. And, you know, as we've discussed, the fact that Martin Phillips is healthier and clean and writing songs again and excited about the band. And, you know, I think that documentary that came out about the Chills was really important for him. I think that he needed... someone to, you know, and I don't mean this in a negative way at all, someone to sort of frame his importance and references, for, you know, in this scene for him, because he never would give himself credit. So I think it's amazing, and I think there's going to be some good work ahead. I really do. I think there's going to be a late period renaissance for Martin Phillips.
Oh, good. That's cool. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay, and then Liam also mentioned the Split Enz cover.
Yeah,
we'll save that for the playout. Okay, so let's move on to the next caller now.
Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs, Jim, Patrick, the interns, fellow listeners. This is Harris King in South Carolina, and I'm calling about a new song for February. I'm calling about Barbara Manning. She put out a single this month that is very rocking. I'm a big Barbara Manning fan. I first discovered her back in 1992. I was a junior year abroad student in Freiburg, Germany. The Silos happened to play my town, which was amazing. And Barbara Manning opened up for the Silos. She was great. And after the show, me and my friends got to walk her and her sister around the town and tell her about the town, which was pretty cool. So I've been a big fan ever since. She's put out a lot of great music. She put out a song this month called Cantor's Mind Was Rocking. And it's a single on Bandcamp, but you go to the Bandcamp page called Lions with Wings, and it says there, Lions with Wings, an initiative of Earthwise Productions of Palo Alto. I'm a concert promoter and artist manager who actually hates computers and the internet and social media. But while sheltering in place, I started corresponding with musicians and induced them to create COVID protocol socially distanced bubble projects, mostly new work. So apparently this person at Lions with Wings reached out to Barbara Manning, and she wrote this song called Cantor's Mind Was Rocking. And it's described as Barbara Manning wrote and recorded an original song as a tribute to mathematicians like Cantor, Gödel, Hilbert, Cohen, and Goodwill Hunting. anyway, it's a rocking song. It's right in Barbara Manning's style and wheelhouse, and I'm a big fan. Hope all is well, and keep rocking the suburbs. Bye.
All right, it's good to hear from Harris, of course.
Yeah, totally, man.
And this song is not on Spotify, so I'm going to go to Bandcamp here.
Okay.
And
get this. And I'll tell you why you're looking for that, Jim. I've met Barbara Manning. Me and Andy met her once at a record store where she was doing an in-store, and she was kind enough to take a picture with us, and I asked her to marry me, and it didn't go so well. She said, "You're already married," and et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, it's a good picture. And I'll find it and share it with you guys. But apparently I was wearing a Cleveland Indians baseball hat at the time. So I'm not sure what that was about. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, here's the song, Cantor's Mind Was Rocking. God made me. That is rocking, for sure.
Yeah, that was totally ripping. And Barbara Manning, man, go back to World of Pooh Records and all that. Super fantastic, Jim.
Excellent. Okay, one last call here, and we'll wrap up February.
Let's see.
Here we go.
Hey, Jim, Patrick, interns, and Suburbs Pod community. This is Vasant calling in from the suburbs of Chicago with my February new music pick. It's actually an album that came out at the very end of January 29th, so I'm counting it for February since I didn't have much time to listen to it for January. It's by a band called The Besnard Lakes, who are from Canada. They've been around since the 2000s. They've been inactive for a couple years. The last album was in 2016, but they got a new one this year called The Besnard Lakes Are the Last of the Great Thunderstorm Warnings, kind of a long title, which kind of fits their music, which is very expansive, psychedelic space pop. And this album is a double album, and it's just really a beautiful, spacey, psych pop album. Great harmonies. The main two people are husband and wife, so they put together this band, and this is their fifth album, I believe. And this album is just really a great album to like chill out to and soak into, because it's a long playing album. I would check out the second track, which is called Raindrops, and kind of reminds me of like the older style Flaming Lips if they combine with the newer Flaming Lips. So like the kind of psychedelic aspect, noisier aspect of the older Flaming Lips with like the newer, more symphonic, you know, harmonizing kind of newer, more recent Flaming Lips stuff. That's kind of how I would describe it. But check it out. The Besnard Lakes Are the Last of the Great Thunderstorm Warnings. All right, take care. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
right, there you go. The Besnard Lakes. And you know this band?
Just sort of by name, I guess, by association. I've heard a little bit about them. But I love that track. It was great, Jim. It had a lot of, like, codeine vibes. It was sweet.
Yep. Yeah, totally. It was nice. I hear the comparison to Flaming Lips for sure. Yeah, totally. There, but yeah, it's kind of dreamy.
Yeah, I love that.
Ethereal, yeah. And yeah, all of that. Really totally. Cool.
Can't buy that.
All right. Okay, cool. So there you go. That wraps up February New Music. It was a short month, yet it brought us so much.
Yeah, I mean, how do we start a podcast where people tell us about all the great songs?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So now people should be looking toward March New Music. So when you hear something new from this month that you like, just call up. You heard what we do. You can just talk about one song. You can talk about three or four songs, whatever. You know, there's no rules here. Just the only rule is to express yourself and let us know what you think. So call
612-440-1984.
Yep. You can call that number. You can leave a message or you can record a voice memo and email it to rock@suburbspod.com. All right.
Or stick your head out the window and yell. Someone will come eventually.
That works too.
Yep.
All right. And now for the playout, we're going to do that Split Ends cover, I Wouldn't Dream of It by Lady Hawk.
Sweet.
There you go. All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I am Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all later.
I wouldn't dream of it in the pale moonlight. I wouldn't kid myself off to see. I may look like a fool to you, but I don't come to cheat. I wouldn't lose my head at the crack of dawn and not in front of any sunset. I may succumb.
Ask her to marry me and it didn't go so well.